I wish to share with you the thinking about Medjugorje. I always want to start from my own experience. So we all know on 24th of June 1981 is the first day when Our Lady appeared at the hill above the village of Biakovici of Medjugorje parish. So few days ago we have celebrated 35 years since then. And even today, the visionaries are no longer children. They witness, they share with us that Our Lady is appearing to them still, to three of them every day, and to some of them once a year. 25th of June was the first encounter of the visionaries with Our Blessed Mother, and therefore we celebrate that day as the anniversary of the apparitions. On 26th of June, the people living in the vicinity of Medjugorje heard about it. I lived about 5 kilometers away from Medjugorje, so the news spread quite fast. And so already on that day, I was on the hill with my friends. All of us wanted to come to see what that was. Something special. It was the feeling was something beyond. As I was little, I could mingle around, approach the visionaries very close. So they were about my age. Maybe I am a bit younger than some of them. So about 2 meters in front of them, I was observing them. The way they were experiencing something, that they are looking at someone, that is something that is very hard to describe. It is very powerful experience. And that influenced me a lot, of course, on my life. Therefore, I decided to become a priest, to respond to the vocation of the Franciscan priest. So a few days after, we climbed the hill, and then a few days after, the government at that time started with repression to forbid the climb of the apparition hill. So they were bothered with people gathering for a prayer, so they forbid people climbing. But then people turned over coming to the church. So that the present priest at that time, Father Jozozovko, wondered what he was supposed to do then. So he said, let us pray. So they started to pray the rosary, celebrate Holy Mass, and that's how it remained until today. Until today, we still have the same evening program, and not even for a day it was broken or disturbed. So on 18th of August, when Father Jozo was imprisoned, even not on that day, they stopped the evening prayer program, even though the special police forces blocked everything. They said Father Jozo is in prison and everything is stopped. So we stood in front of them. We said, okay, we'll pray here. We'll pray the rosary here. One priest approached and said, we'll celebrate Holy Mass here. But anyway, somebody could manage to come to the church grounds and told the bells. So people followed. At that time, one Franciscan priest from the parish of Medjugorje, he's not here, he's in Croatia, he was invited. So he mingled between the crowds and came to the church and celebrated Holy Mass that same night. So until today, it is all the same, just that the evening program is expanded more. It is established by the time. As Our Lady said, adore before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We started with adoration. When Our Lady asked us to venerate before the Holy Cross, we started with veneration of the Holy Cross on Fridays. When Our Lady asked us to pray, so people started fasting. So we founded the seminars of fasting. So this morning I finished my seminar for fasting for the Hungarian group. 6 day seminar or fasting on bread and water and tea here in the Domus Pacis. So we have the seminars on of the fasting and prayer. So here's the evening prayer program that started its expansion. So we wonder now, what does Our Lady want with that? What is her intention here? And now we read that Our Lady wants to help us all to gain peace, to reach the peace. She said, I am the Queen of Peace. We know that Our Lady in Lourdes says, I am Immaculate Heart. And then in Fatima she said, I am Our Lady of Rosary. And over here she said, I am the Queen of Peace. And then whatever Our Lady does here is to help us to find a way to peace. Peace is a desire and longing of every human being. Every human being is longing for peace. But not every man finds the way to peace. Our Lady's way of peace is a prayer. The prayer is the way to peace. Because the prayer is an encounter with God and the peace. And then? But we know also from our own experience that it is not always that way. We pray, but we don't find a way to peace. A lot of people pray, but they did not become the people of peace. But we can pray and be Christians, but still have hatred in our hearts. We can have the conflicts with others. You have people that kill each other, the others. But still, it doesn't have to be that way. The prayer is the way to peace, but we can pray in a wrong way. Let us remember when Jesus places in front of us the Pharisee man who prays in the temple, fasting twice a week, and then Jesus still said, Jesus says, it's not justified. It's not justified. His prayer is not right. He does something wrong. It didn't happen in a prayer what was supposed to happen. And then we ask ourselves what that is. And then Our Lady invites us to grow, for the growth. And that is what did not happen with Pharisee man. He was not growing. And what is also important here, to grow, it is necessary to convert. Our Lady says in one of the messages, the conversion is the most important message that I have given to you here. The most important message that I have given to you. The conversion, not the prayer, conversion. How to understand that? Just because of it, so that I can pray and not to change. Therefore, Our Lady has been inviting us for conversion. Let us remember Jesus' first call for conversion. Convert and believe in the scriptures. Believe the gospel. The kingdom of our God has approached us, came closer to us. God is close, God is near. Convert. What does it mean to convert? To change ourselves. To change. We believe and think that God is far away. No, He's here, He's close. That means conversion, to change your thinking, your points of view. So that is what did not happen with Pharisee man. He did not change. He remains the same. The way he is. We want to know the way he is, what kind of man he is. However, he says, thank you, God, that I am not the same as that those sinners over there. Already there, we can see that he believes that he is good. So, he believes that he is good and says, I am good, they are bad. I am good, my wife is bad, she's not good, my husband is not good, I am good. If I am good, I don't have to change. I don't have to change. The others need to change. Because they are the sinners. They are the wrong ones. So if I go for a prayer on that way, blind for the change, blind and convinced that I am right, then there is no change. I do go for a prayer. I do fast. But the change does not happen. I go back home the same. Therefore, the most important is to awake that question that appeared in the people that approach St. John the Baptist. The question, what we are supposed to do. The St. John the Baptist asked for the conversion. People from all over desert approached him and came to him, and then he invited them, change yourselves. And people ask what we are supposed to do, what we should change. And then he replied them, the soldiers do not do violence. The tax collectors do not ask for more money than you are supposed to. But the question rose, what we are supposed to change. And that is what, my dear friends, happens in Medjugorje. Within many people, this same question appeared, rose in so many people that came to Medjugorje, and something started to change. And they went back home different. And the change started in their own families. People started to pray and to change through the prayer. So they started to pray with others in their parishes. They became more active. And then they started with establishing the prayer groups in different ways. Whatever they had experienced here started to work in them. We have very beautiful experience over here. You know Mary Smills, about one Magnus from Scotland, that he's coming to Medjugorje since 1985. Something was born in him here in Medjugorje, a thought to start helping others. So it expanded. So daily they have 1,500,000 meals for poor and hungry children. In different way, that change manifested in others. And that, my dear friends, is the core, is the key, conversion. If I pray and if there is no conversion or the change, then you remain the same. Therefore, Our Lady has been teaching us here how to convert. What does it mean? And she says, change yourself, not others. And usually we, as people, we want to change others. We want to change everybody around us. And we believe if the others are changed, then everything will be good. If my wife, when my wife changes, everything will be fine then. When my husband changes, everything will be fine. If when my neighbors, the politics, and so on. But Our Lady says, no, you need to change yourself. And that is what Jesus said. Do not take off the splinter from someone else's eye, but first check the state within you. First, remove the log from your own heart, from your eye, and then, only then, start changing others. See, my dear friends, that is the way to peace, when I am changing. Our Lady has been teaching us about one very important lesson. When I am changing, then everybody else around me is changing. When my heart is changing, my thinking, my point of view, then everything is different. People look different to in my eyes. People look different. They are different because my point of view is different. If love is awakened in my heart, then I look with eyes of love, and then everything is different. The crosses are different. The problems are different. Everything is different when the change happens in me. That is, my dear friends, what is the most important. That. Therefore, we've come again to the prayer as the way to peace. Yes, but the prayer when the change happens. It doesn't have to be a big change. It can be a small acknowledgement. But very, it is still very important that acknowledgement does concern me. Because because our eyes are focused and directed to others, we always see others, and we only always notice their faults. We do not see ourselves. We only see ourselves only when we look at the mirror, when we stand in front of the mirror. But we can see parts of us, but all the face, it's difficult to see except when we stand in front of mirror and then we try to fix ourselves. And also the interior, our interior, we can't see what is inside us. Therefore, it is important to stand before Jesus, before God's Word. It can help us so that we can see ourselves, to recognize what is in us. For example, jealousy awakens within me and some negative feelings towards some person. It is very human, it's normal. But if I do not see that, do not recognize that, then those negative feelings steer with me. And then they blind me, and then I believe that it is correct to behave negatively or to speak about someone negatively, criticize someone, and be convinced that I am always right and correct. But if we recognize and notice, there are negative thoughts about some other person in me, the negative feeling within me was born, I input the light in my interior, and then I change. Therefore, Saint Augustine nicely says, what is necessary to be in the prayer? The man does not pray to inform God, but to let God to transform him. That is a key. Jesus says, your Heavenly Father knows even before you ask him. God knows everything. We don't need to tell him. The man does not pray to inform God, but to let God to transform me, to change me. And that, my dear friends, it is what is core in the prayer. That is the way to peace. And then I, who has experience in peace, can bring peace to others. That is Our Lady's desire, to become apostles of peace. That is Our Lady's way, how to reach peace in the world, how to have peace in the world when an individual changes. Not the politics. Of course, it's all right if the politics change, if the wars are over and stopped. But Our Lady says, you start. Do not wait for the others to change. You start with the change. The peace in the world starts in me. War in the world starts in me. But also peace starts in me. Therefore, Our Lady has been inviting us to work on our hearts as we work in the fields. Work on your heart. Why is that important? Because, as I said earlier, when I mentioned the Pharisee man, we can be blind and convinced that we are good. Therefore, it is important to work on ourselves, to question ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, our hearts, to question, maybe I do not see it well. Maybe I should change something. Not my wife, but me. Not my husband, but me. Maybe the person that I think negatively about or that I have a conflict with, maybe in that person there is something positive as well, something good that I do not see at the moment. Maybe. That would be great if we could ask ourselves, if that word maybe could appear in us. Then we could correct ourselves. Some things would be noticed. Firstly, when you see the splinter in somebody else's eye, do not change others, but first turn your look towards you and question yourself. Question yourself, your heart. And that's what it means to work on your heart. Furthermore, Our Lady has been teaching us about other very important lessons on the way to peace. On 26th of June 1981, Our Lady appeared to Maria Pavlovich at the second decade of the Rosary of the Apparition Hill. If you were not there yet, you will see it. There is a cross to your right-hand side. Why the cross, the wooden cross? Because when Our Lady appeared then and said the very known words, peace, 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 and only peace must reign between God and man and among men as well, When Our Lady said that, when Maria, the visionary, said that she saw the cross behind her, behind Our Lady was the cross. So we wonder what relation is between the call to peace and the cross. And then we understand why the cross mountain is important to Our Lady, why the stations of the way of the cross, just why the prayer before the cross, because from the cross great graces come. Why is she calling us to take the cross into our hands and to look at Jesus at the cross? Why? Because there is no peace if you do not accept the cross. There is no peace if you do not accept yourself. There is no peace. If I have a handicap, a problem, if I do not accept myself the way I am, then I won't have a peace. I'll give you an example of a young man that entered high school in Mostar. And he had a hearing problem, so he had a hearing device. And then when he entered the high school in Mostar, of course, everybody asked him what was the situation like. There were girls around him. He's a grown boy now. He was asked if that was a problem, that hearing device was visible. Everybody wanted to know the way people looked at him. And then he was asked if that was a problem. He said, no, it was not the problem. Why would that be a problem? Some people do not see well and they have glasses on. I don't hear well, so I have my hearing device. What kind of problem? I was very surprised, positively surprised, how a young man can think that way. Because why is that so? Because he accepted himself as he is, and therefore he doesn't have any problems with it anymore. That is a secret. That is the secret of acceptance. When I accept myself the way I am, the cross is changed. The problem is changed, transformed. Gets some other dimension. Whatever was heavy and hard at the beginning is no longer heavy and hard. If I live with you and if I do not accept you, there is no peace. When I start accepting you the way you are, peace enters my heart and our relationship. Therefore, Jesus says, take your cross. Do not only carry it, but take your cross. That means to accept the cross. That is a secret. That is the key to peace. When I say yes to myself, I say yes to everything that had happened in my life, everything that is in my life. On that way, heart has been transformed. You remember when Francis from Assisi, when he hugged the leprosy man, then the change happened. He said, whatever was bitter became sweet. Transformation. Whatever was hard is no longer hard to me. The person that I didn't like, I like now because my heart is changed on that way. My heart has been changed. Everything is different, but everything looks different. The problems, crosses, everything is different because my heart is changing. The faith is the way to peace. Our Lady first asked us at the Hill of Apparitions, believe, be not afraid, because when the man is in a fear, then there is no peace. Therefore, faith is important. Believe your faith has helped you, saved you. Go in peace, Jesus says. Faith is the way to peace. Why is the faith way to peace? If you made a sin, we all made a sin. If you believe that God loves you, if you believe that God forgives you, peace enters your heart. That is that. Therefore, faith is and believing is important. Therefore, it is important to believe in God, that He loves you, that He did not reject you. To believe that His life is like a sun, not like earth. The earth is spinning day and night, but sun never changes. It always shines. God's love is free love, independent from us. So it's on the way that you are good, I love you. No. But God always loves us. Jesus says, God's love is like sun that shines to good ones and to evil ones. God loves because He loves, simply because He loves. But, and not the way, no, you are not good, I won't love you. No, God is not that way. God loves you. God's love is free love. Our love is often not free, but conditional. Trade one. If you love me, I'll love you. If you forgive me, I'll forgive you. If you visit me, I'll visit you, and so on and so on. If not, so, then I won't do the same. Conditional. Our Lord's love is unconditional, free. God simply loves us. Dear friends, it is very important. And if you believe in it, and that's what Jesus brought, the good news, peace will enter your heart, your life will change. Furthermore, thanksgiving can help us to reach peace when we are grateful. Our Lady often asks us to be grateful, to give thanks. We people are sometimes unsatisfied, not because we do not have enough for our lives, but because we see what we do not possess or have. Only we see that, not we only see the problem, but we do not see the things we possess, what we have, what is in front of us. Therefore, giving thanks can help us to be grateful. When we are grateful, our eyes are being open. And then we recognize so many things that God has granted us with. Therefore, Holy Eucharist is the core of our faith. And the Greek word to give thanks is the Eucharist. Therefore, let us say, God, thank you for now when you leave this building after this meeting, go through nature, stop for a while and start with thanksgiving. God, thank you for, and then look around you. Notice things around you, and then you will see a lot of things, like such a beautiful flower. God, thank you for such a beautiful flower. God, thank you for those trees, for that sky, for the sun, for the birds. Therefore, it says, look at the birds, look at the lilies. God, thank you for all the people that are here. What would happen then? We will start with revealing the world. We will start to wonder. Our eyes will be opened because every flower is miraculous. Just because we forgot it, we don't see it. We got used to it. Every person is miraculous, but we are used to each other and we do not see that beauty and miracle in it. We only see the splinter in the eye and the failures of the others. Therefore, to give thanks is very important. Therefore, stop and reveal the world. Reveal the beauty. Reveal the joy will be born in you. How great it is, how miraculous it is, how wonderful everything is. And then the Eucharist will be different. You will be then grateful during the Eucharist. Jesus, thank you. And then we come to that what Our Lady has been teaching us here, the prayer with heart. Our Lady wants us that the prayer becomes the time when we have an experience of God, experience of love. Therefore, she has been inviting us not only for a prayer, but also how to pray, not only to fast, but also the way to fast, the way to celebrate Eucharist, how to experience it. So we can pray and celebrate Holy Mass and still remain at the surface, at the exterior. And then nothing would happen. We would do everything correctly, as it should be, but still the heart. Our Lady asked us, pray with heart. Celebrate the Eucharist with your heart. Therefore, it is important, and it can help us to repeat some words in ourselves. Jesus, thank you. To remain in silence for a while. Stand, sit, calm down, tranquil, and open your arms, your hands. Open your hands and repeat some words. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I'm confined in you. And only the word Jesus, Jesus, repeat with your heart. Enter word Jesus, name Jesus, in your breathing. Breathe on that way with lots of love repeated in you. Jesus, with a lot of gratitude, with a lot of trust. And then little by little you will learn that your heart is praying. Not only the head, the mouth, but your heart as well. Start to learn to have attention, be aware, awake and pray, because his disciples fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. Very often we fall asleep and we distance ourselves in our thoughts to some other place. I'm here celebrating the Eucharist, but in my thoughts far away from there. Therefore we need to be awake, to have attention. Giving thanks can help us a lot in that, to start looking. Because sometimes we go through nature but do not see anything. We are in our own thoughts. And there is the beauty, but we do not see it. That's the same with the Eucharist. We are in our thoughts, and God's word, we do hear it, but still, it doesn't come to us. Therefore, it is important to be awakened over and over again. When you become aware that you are far away, then you are awakening yourself. Therefore, it is important to be aware. Oh, God, I distanced myself. I was somewhere else, and always anew. To become aware that you are distant. And hundreds of times, if possible, to be awake again. Why to be awakened? Why to be present? Why? Because God is here. Because God is now. God is not somewhere else there. God is not in some other time in the past or in the future. God is. St. Paul says, we live in God and move and we are. We are in God. Therefore, we need to be awake. God is here. The heaven is near. God is here. Therefore, open your eyes and ears. And as Mary say, here, behold, let it be according to your will. To help your heart be open, therefore, open your hands and repeat Mary's words. Be it done to me according to your word. Be it done to me according to your word. Not by mine, but to your word. Be it done according to thy will, Jesus teaches us. Why? When we say be done according to thy will or to your word, then I open myself to God and listen. We can pray, but still can be closed in our thoughts. Same to that, what happened to that Pharisee man. He is closed man. His heart is a prison. Why? Because he says, God, thank you that I'm not the same as those sinners over there. He's closed in his own belief, that into his own blindness. And there are no changes. It is important to say, here I am, God. Let it be. And then start to listen as Mary, what God is telling me. So that the prayer can be listening, receiving, not only saying, but receiving and listening. So, my dear friends, this is, and what I believe, that your coming to Medjugorje will awake that question within you, what we are supposed to do, what do I need to change in me, and that will be fruitful. Please, God, it will be so. Now, just few minutes, 5 minutes of your time will be taken by Mary's meals just to introduce themselves and to give you a few information. Praise be Jesus and Mary.